This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live.
It's Free Talk Live. We're launching into the second hour of the program. You can take control of the airwaves here. Bring up whatever's on your mind. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. On the way, is Sears about to completely kick the bucket?
Probably.
More than 100 years.
They already had.
In existence. Well, it's been a slow decline for Sears over the last couple of decades.
And then they were bought by Kmart not too long ago, but allowed to keep the Sears name because it had better branding.
Yeah, was it a purchase by Kmart or was it a merger? I'm not sure exactly how all that worked. They do touch on that in the story from CNBC.
Which I thought it was supposed to turn into data centers.
Huh?
What?
At one point, they were talking about turning the Sears stores into data centers. I know, it sounds absolutely crazy.
That does sound insane.
That was what they were, that was a proposal.
Prime retail location.
Yeah, pay data centers.
Pay top dollar. Because, you can have a data center anywhere, right? As long as the internet connection and the power are reliable,
Probably actually do need a lot of power.
Yeah. But industrial zones would be a lot lower rent than, a shopping center.
Yeah, exactly.
An end cap on a mall.
Yeah. And you really do, data centers, you really do want generally to be in a location that has, a lot of different connections and routes going to it. So there are certainly certain places around the world that are more ideal for data centers.
So we can get into Sears and what's happening with them coming up here in moments, but also a surprising story about people re-embracing the old television antenna. Or I guess the new version of the television antenna, but we'll tell you about that. Sarah is on the line, however, to start things out here this hour in New Mexico. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Sarah.
Sarah, do you have a television antenna?
Good question.
No, I do not watch TV because I'm
for you.
So busy.
Well, you can have a television antenna without actually watching television.
But why would you have one if you didn't watch TV, Daryl?
Maybe there's nothing good on. Maybe she has the antenna, flips the channels, realizes there's nothing on, and then turns it off.
I suppose you could have purchased a TV antenna and then never used it, I suppose.
You know what a better question might be is, do you have a TV, Sarah?
Well, that's what I was saying is that I'm so tired. I'm so busy calling in radio shows, calling in talk radio that I have no time to watch television. I don't bother with television.
Good for you. That's great.
Do you own a radio?
Yes.
I own I own 5 radios.
Wow. All right.
Yeah, portable. Yeah.
Do you listen to them?
Yes, Daryl. She's told us once that she has actually listened to Free Talk Live on delay broadcast because we're on KAVQ there in Albuquerque.
No, okay. Last night. I knew she didn't listen to us at all.
Well, she does.
Okay.
Later on.
Okay. Well, I want to talk to you. I listened after the show, what you said. I want to talk about the pedestrian fatality.
Okay.
You're saying that the alcoholic are the one that's jumping out on the street and getting killed, okay?
According to the statistics, they're not jumping,
stumbling.
But according to the statistics from newspapers published in your town, the majority of the alcohol-related... I believe so. Of the alcohol-related pedestrian fatalities, it was the pedestrian that was intoxicated.
Okay, so my point is that how come the alcoholics, the drunken alcoholics, they go down in number every time we have a red light camera? I mean, how does the red light camera reduce alcoholism? An alcoholic pedestrian is walking into
the... It doesn't. It doesn't at all.
So then what's the only difference is that when we still have red light cameras, there was less pedestrian fatalities.
Probably a coincidence. Yeah.
47. That's when we still had about 5 red light cameras in our state and speeding bans.
That's probably a coincidence, Sarah. The odds that you're going to have a fatality at an intersection where, half the traffic is going to be stopped would seem to be a little bit lower in that case. But I don't really know. That's speculation on my part.
Right, and also the statistics show that the vast majority of pedestrians that get hit by cars aren't getting hit in or near crosswalks.
Yes. Yeah, they're walking down the street. They're stumbling down the street, Sarah. What's happening is they're S-face drunk. They're stumbling down the street to go wherever it is they're going, probably to the next bar, and they are stumbling into the road, right as an oncoming car is going 60 right. miles an hour, and they just fall into the road, and there's just not enough time for that person to swing out of the way or hit their brakes without hitting that person. And then you end up with a dead, drunk pedestrian.
What you're saying is that the red light cameras affect alcoholism.
No, that's what you're saying.
Drinking alcohol
that's what,
and
that's
walking
what you
around.
Are saying.
That's exactly what you're saying.
That's what you are saying.
That's what you are saying.
No, that's not what I'm saying at all.
You're the one that's saying that alcoholism is related to red light cameras. You said that, not us.
You're saying that. Why is it? My point is that, why is the pedestrian fatality go down when there are red light cameras and speeding bans?
Okay.
When they are removed, it goes back to being number one.
We've tried to explain this to you before, okay, and I will try to explain it to you again. Causation is not the same thing as correlation. So what you're doing is you're explaining a thing that you that is correlative, meaning that you're looking at this statistic over here, the amount of fatalities of pedestrians, and then you're looking over this other thing, which is to say whether or not red light cameras are there or they're not there, and you're drawing a conclusion saying, well, you're saying because the red light cameras aren't there or are there, that is changing the number of accidents. And that's not necessarily the case. There's no evidence that that's the case.
It sounds like this is like a one-time thing, like as opposed to having a lot of data to back it up.
Correct. The red light cameras did exist, and then they got removed.
Yeah, that's not enough data to even make a correlation like that.
Well, I mean, you can make whatever correlations you want, but, I mean, it doesn't mean anything, you know?
Well, you're saying
I mean, you could say the full moon. You know, during a full moon, more people get hit by cars.
And I just pulled up the statistic. According to the police chief in Albuquerque, 62% of the time, pedestrians who were killed were under the influence of alcohol.
That's all pedestrians being killed, as opposed to alcoholic-involved accidents where you'd said there were also a high number of. So, yeah. So, basically, the majority, a large majority, Sarah, of people who are being killed who are pedestrians by cars are drunk.
Police chief also determined that pedestrian error was at fault for another 12% of fatalities. So basically, 3 out of 4fatalities,
pedestrian's
it's
fault.
The fault of the pedestrian.
Yeah.
That has
Sarah.
Nothing to do with red light cameras, blue light cameras, green light cameras, blue light specials, what phase the moon is, what time the sun rose in the morning, the height of the mayor, how much the mayor weighs, how much they spend on painting cars blue, purple, red, green, white, etc.
Thank you for the call, Sarah. Appreciate it. You got to... Yeah, I mean, it's just ridiculous. The look, pedestrians need to be aware of what's going on around them.
Right.
And it's not just an Albuquerque thing. I see it here in Keene, New Hampshire all the time, where these pedestrians act like they own the roads, and to some extent there is a stupid law in New Hampshire that actually might make them think that, which makes it so you have to actually yield for them at certain places.
Right, so
but
it's not as bad in New Hampshire as it is in, say, Massachusetts.
Why is it worse there?
The law in Massachusetts is stop for pedestrians.
Everywhere? So what?
All of Massachusetts, as I understand it, the law is stop for pedestrians.
Mm-hmm.
So if you see somebody on the sidewalk that looks like they might be looking at the crosswalk,
really,
you stop.
Wait, is it only in crosswalks or just any old place?
Crosswalks.
Okay, only in crosswalks.
Oh, okay. Here, if they're in the crosswalk, then you yield to, which means slow down, let them finish.
Well, normally you're stopping anyway because you have to stop. Otherwise, they're not going to cross.
Right, well, depending on how far away you are. I'm assuming, you know, like, if you're 100 yards away, you just start slowing down. They finish. You don't need to come to a full stop.
In most cases, it means you have to stop.
Right.
And so these people will just cross right out into the road without even looking in some cases.
Without waiting on cars to slow down.
In many cases, yeah.
Yeah.
And it's just this crazy. They just don't even think about it. They don't even look. They don't even think. They just, I don't know what they're thinking, if anything at all. It's like, well, I guess I can just cross wherever the hell I want to and not even worry about somebody careening into me because the law is going to protect you?
Yeah, it's interesting. In New Hampshire, I read a little bit about this. You're supposed to look both ways before crossing, but it doesn't have to be at a crosswalk.
Well, it's generally a good idea to look both ways before crossing.
But it's actually in the law. It's actually in the law.
So you're saying the pedestrians are actually violating the law if they don't actually look both ways? Because that one's never enforced.
Yeah, I think so.
Cops could sit there all day and write tickets for that one if they wanted to, if that's actually a ticketable offense. There's more coming up here in moments. You can share your thoughts with us. On the way, our TV antennas. You remember those, right? Kids probably don't. They're making a comeback, apparently. Free Talk Live.
You want to know the 37 items you must have to survive a crisis? Then I've got some good news for you. Former CIA officer and New York Times best-selling author Jason Hansen is now giving listeners a free copy of his book, The Escape Bag Blueprint, 37 Items You Must Have to Survive a Crisis. You can claim your copy at freeescapebook.com. Don't delay. Jason reveals the guns, knives, flashlights, and water filters that could save your life in an economic collapse or grid-down event. Get your free book today, freeescapebook.com. Freeescapebook.com. There are basically two types of advertising, direct response and branding. Radio's great for direct response with its low cost-to-listener ratio, but audio can't be beat for branding, which is a longer-term endeavor. You want to be the first thing that someone thinks of when they think about your product or service. If you have a local business that you want kept top of mind in your community, call the station. If you need national reach, Free Talk Live's got around 200 radio stations, millions of monthly listening sessions, can suit all budgets, and if we don't think we're right for you, we'll tell you. Email me, mark at freetalklive.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose.
And here's Mike's best offer ever. My Pillow is now offering 50% off their 4-pack special, plus free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-951-5617 and use promo code FTL. That's 50% off plus free shipping. Don't delay. Order now.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah! It's Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll free here. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. From the big issues to the minutiae of crossing at crosswalks,
yeah.
We really will talk about anything here on Free Talk Live. In fact, Daryl, you've been doing some research, checking the claim that you do have to look both ways. Apparently, you do not, as a pedestrian, have to legally look both ways.
Correct.
Before just stepping right out in front of traffic.
So right. Now, it does say in here.
I would have sworn that that was in there, right in the section where he's looking right now. So if he's not seeing it, I'm not sure why.
It does say in the pedestrian's right-of-way section that the crossing at other than a crosswalk, that pedestrians must yield to cars. So the only time that automobiles in New Hampshire, your mileage may vary depending on where you live, the only time that automobiles are required to yield to pedestrians is when the pedestrian is in the crosswalk.
Gotcha. All right. So, and also another correction, the story about Monero that I mentioned at the beginning of the show is actually an older piece, and I was worried that it was a newer piece because there was an older piece that was talking about how 80% of Monero transactions were crackable. But that was in the past, and it's this bug that they fixed. I think it was in 2017 they fixed that bug. But still, some of those older transactions are still crackable just because they're older and they were in an older kind of system. So that was the story that you had. And so I was glad to hear that was actually an older story.
Yes.
I thought for a moment, oh, no, Monero is like kind of like the go-to privacy currency out there. I would hate to hear that they've also been cracked again in some way. So that's the good news, is that if you were worried based on what we said at the beginning of the show, no, you don't have to be so concerned. Although, you never know with some of these technologies. You never know when the next break is going to come. You never know when somebody is going to, crack it. And hopefully that won't happen with some of these privacy cryptos. But,
there's
no guarantees.
That's the thing with the privacy cryptos. There's a lot of cryptos out there that claim to be privacy-friendly or... You know, they're oriented toward privacy, but I'm not very confident in, the math behind it.
You're a programmer.
Right. Yeah. I guess it's all coding is math to at one level
at some
another.
Level.
But,
sure.
But is there a provable, I'm trying to think of the words. I'm just not.
A math thing. I don't know what you're trying to say, man.
Dude, I'm sorry. I've been out of school for a long time now, guys. So.
Well, you are a programmer, but that's not what you do with your days, usually. You're doing, you're running ThinkPenguin.com,
right.
And you're selling product. You've got privacy-oriented computer products like laptops. In fact, Daryl is using one of them right now.
Yes, I am.
They run Linux and free software.
Yes, and so you're really into privacy, really into free software, and you also have your own show, which is called Freedom Decrypted, over at freedomdecrypted.com, where you host a show on Saturday afternoons, I think starting at 5 o'clock in the afternoon,
yep,
Eastern
5
time.
5 to 7 every Saturday.
Sometimes you've gone a little longer, from what I understand.
Yes, this is true.
But yes, 5 until you're done, basically. And our friend and co-host Michael Hampton has been co-hosting with you. Johnson's coming back on this weekend. And what sort of things have you guys covered there recently? I mean, just a little sampling of memorable stories.
Oh, wow.
One or two, if you can remember them.
We were talking about piracy stuff all the time. Mm-hmm. A lot of stuff, copyright-related issues, decentralization, a little bit of cryptocurrency. Some weeks
it's pretty libertarian, right?
Which
is called
yeah.
Freedom Decrypted.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Anything that's basically tech-related, we'll try and cover. We do a little bit of Linux in there and free software-related subjects and stories and things like that.
And it's a video show, first and foremost, but you've now offered it as a podcast in both MP3 and AUG, I believe?
Yeah.
Formats?
AUG Wordbiz, yep, that's correct.
So for those of you who even know what AUG is, you can get it in AUG format.
I know I've heard...
You've heard of it.
Okay. I've heard of it.
Okay.
I don't know what it is, and the only reason I've heard of it is, there are...
It's a license-free type
right,
of...
Right, but, there are recording programs like Audacity or whatnot where, you select what
it's
format you want to format. I've never actually used most of what they give as options.
Right.
But, I've seen it.
Yeah, the question, how long is MP3 going to dominate, right? Because MP3 is old, right? At this point, MP3 goes back 20 years.
I heard that MP3 just became, fully open source, whatever patent or whatnot
It was open source before. What changed was the patents on it expired within, at least the United States.
Uh-huh.
So, and that's the whole reason that AUG Wordbiz exists, is an alternative to MP3 so that when you just... distribute or encode, that's when the patents were, you know, an issue. Mm-hmm. But actually playing back, the patents were not an issue.
But didn't they have free encoders? Like, I think LAME was a free MP3 encoder.
In terms of source code, yes, but I think there were royalties or something along those lines that you would have to pay.
Well, I tell you, I've never paid a dime to encode MP3.
Yes, I know. But theoretically, yeah, usually probably the software, if you licensed it from somebody, you would have to pay. And if you used the free software and you did encoding, then you'd maybe have to pay. Mm. It's copyright and patents and intellectual property and... Yeah, it's a crazy
chunk all that out the window as far as I'm concerned, intellectual property. So, hey, let's talk about technology, a little more about technology here. This is old technology that is new again. The TV antenna?
Not really old technology.
Yeah, it is.
Well,
how would you make that claim? It's not old.
Hold on.
It's old as hell.
Considering that television stations went digital within the last 20 years.
No, it's old tech that's new again, Daryl.
Oh. That's why I'm saying it's not old, because it's within the last 20 years.
Well,
it's a completely different type of antenna. It's not the rabbit ears that you've got to put aluminum foil on to be able to watch Fox.
Right, wait a minute. My understanding is that the maybe I'm mistaken on this one, but the antennas, your old rabbit ear antennas work for digital.
I have not heard
it's a marketing thing.
I don't believe that's
for the digital, when they try and sell you digital antenna or something like that.
I don't think that's true at all.
No.
I could be mistaken on this one.
Most of the old televisions that you would have rabbit ears connected to don't have a digital converter to convert the signal. Now,
that's true.
You could probably use, if you've got one of those old roof antennas.
Yeah, but that's a separate thing.
Hmm. That's a good question. I wonder about that, because I know that when the FCC mandated the digital switchover, it wasn't 20 years ago, I don't think, maybe 15, but either way, it's been a while.
Well, I remember I was in college when it first came out that we're forcing everybody to flip, and then there were delays after delays, it wound up probably being closer to 15 years ago when it actually went in, but the original we're forcing everybody to convert to digital is about a 20-year-old thing.
So, part of the reason they switched to digital was so they could free up bandwidth, because
correct.
The old analog signals take up a lot more space on, the frequency, the spectrum. And so by going digital, they can fit channels into a much smaller space, which then freed them up to then auction the other space off to the highest bidder. So that
AT&T.
Was, whoever it was. But was it AT&T that won that?
I think
there was more than one auction. But
there were, and most of the big telecoms were the ones that wound up getting that.
So we can continue here, but what's happening is the news is that people are actually buying television antennas again. In fact, they're on the increase.
I bought one 2 years ago.
Over the last 5 years.
I've got some thoughts on why.
Well, we'll get into the story coming up. Our toll-free number for you is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Are you one of these over-the-air TV antenna users? I would love to hear, your experience with it. And can you use the old equipment with it? I don't honestly know enough. I haven't actually done the research on it. It's Free Talk Live.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lungs. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
At WolfHillAmmo.com, we love shotguns. We offer the best specialty shotgun ammo on the market, including our defensive combo packs for home and retreat. Our less lethal combo is good for animal control, the four-legged kind and two-legged. When lethal force is necessary, reach for our stop 'em, drop 'em, or our home defense combos. These five-round packs include different heavy hitters to protect your loved ones. Visit WolfHillAmmo.com to see our great prices on these combo packs and other specialty shotgun ammo rounds. WolfHillAmmo.com.
USA Radio News.
Sheriff Adam Christensen says the manhunt for an illegal alien who allegedly killed a cop is over.
Gustavo Perez Arriaga, 33 years old, again, was arrested earlier today during the execution of a search warrant.
as far as where Arriaga was going. The sheriff continues,
that was his goal, to get across the border. This criminal, Mr. Arriaga, crossed our border illegally into Arizona some time ago. He is a criminal. He has two prior arrests for DUI. Remember, that's the reason that Officer Singh stopped him, because we had probable cause to believe that he was under the influence of alcohol.
Day 7 of the partial government shutdown continues with Congress out of session until January 3rd. The president did tweet earlier that he might be forced to close the southern border completely if Democrats don't approve of funding for a border wall. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in a capsule.
I was diagnosed with congestive heart failure. I went from being able to work 14, 16 hours a day with no problem to where I could barely walk a block to the store. I went on to the phytonutrients about 6 months ago, and within a couple of months, my medical doctor had cut my prescriptions down in a little bit smaller dosage. The next time I went back a month later, I walked into the doctor's office, and he said, my gosh, what's happened to you? You don't even look like the same person. He looked at my legs, and the swelling had gone down. My blood pressure was down. The venous stasis ulcers that I had had on my legs for the last 4 or 5 years because of the poor circulation were all healed, and I'm feeling far better.
When you call, use discount code USA, and we'll take 35% off your first month's order and ship it to you free. Call 800-246-8751. That's 1-800-246-8751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want here. And yeah, we're going to be talking about the competition. Over-the-air television. Apparently, it's making a comeback. And I got to say, I didn't see this one coming because it seems like such an antiquated thing. And we've been kind of doing a quick cram here during the break, trying to learn a little bit about the new DTV thing. It was apparently 2009 was the deadline when they actually had to have the flip over be complete. So there was
a
transition period that probably lasted most of the decade
in
the aughts. And so that, as you may be aware, if you're outside of the United States, you may not be aware of this, but the FCC mandated that TV stations flip to digital. Although KDUS is in our Discord chat right now over at discord.lrn.fm, and he says there's an exemption for low-power television. So, not that anybody
right.
could probably receive a low-power TV signal unless you're in a, you know, right down the street from it. But I guess legally, they don't have to go digital at this point. So, there is still an exemption. And, Daryl, you were just reading about, you know, whether or not you can use the old antennas like rabbit ears
right.
for the purposes of receiving digital television. And I said I wasn't sure because I thought they were changing the bands because the channels are much like the frequency that you need, the range to transmit for digital is much smaller.
I'm assuming they can pick up the same. Even though you're right, I think they can pick up this antennas that can pick up those different bands. Is what I would imagine. Is
well, apparently they're still using both VHF and UHF.
But
I figured
they
would just
sections
put them all,
of it, right?
Yeah, it must be, because again, the old channels were very, very wide.
They're sending a digital signal instead of an analog signal,
right?
But it's on still, you know, somewhere close to, say, channel 12.
But remember they were doing both digital and analog at the same time for a long time. So
during that switchover period,
during the switchover period. So it's clearly not this exact same.
Yeah, it shouldn't have to be.
You know, part of it.
So, not having looked into all the details on where exactly the frequency band is, because that's not that interesting to know.
I'm on the FCC website, and they say the VHF band is 2 to 13, UHF is 14 to 51, so it does seem as though they shrunk the UHF band a little bit, because I remember UHF used to go up to 68 at least.
Yeah.
Because there was a channel 68 in Birmingham that played all kinds of weird, obscure stuff. So they've, you know, shrunk that down a little bit. The FCC even mentions that if you have indoor rabbit ears, that you might need to augment with wire loops or what they call a bow tie in order to pick up both UHF and VHF.
I see.
Some antennas are designed for UHF. Some are designed for VHF.
Some for both.
If you've got one of those big roof antennas that you've had for, say, 30, 40 years, you might need to do some wiring updates to that.
Interesting.
But you don't need to buy a special digital roof antenna.
Well, in this case, K-Dus, who is, by the way, a professional engineer. He's a radio engineer. That's what he does. He's been a longtime listener and supporter of Free Talk Live. I met him once at, I forget where the hell it was, but I do remember meeting him. But he actually has cut his FM reception antenna down to match the new digital standard. So he's just using an FM antenna. Like, we got one of them hanging up in the studio here right by the window. It's just one long wire, basically.
Okay.
Sort of in like a T formation, basically. And so he's shown a picture of his FM antenna just kind of hanging up along the side of his wall. So there's apparently a variety of ways that you can receive the digital TV transmissions. But here's a story from the Los Angeles Times published today. So this is pretty fresh news. Carl Rudnick is a retired 69-year-old mathematician who lives in Solana Beach, California. He recently bought a second home outside of Minneapolis to be close to family members, and he didn't have to draw on his knowledge of advanced calculus to reject the idea of paying for two cable TV subscriptions. He says, I talked to the cable companies and asked if there was a way to have one account. There wasn't, and all of a sudden I was looking at spending $300 per month just to have internet and television. So between both of his houses, it would be
$300
per month. After doing some research, Rudnick decided on a throwback solution to bring down his monthly outlay without giving up the TV programming that he liked. He purchased two television antennas for about $80 each. He installed one in the attic of each house, giving him access to ABC, CBS, NBC, Fox, PBS, and dozens of other broadcast channels for free. At his West Coast home, he was able to connect the antenna to the cable company's coaxial wires. The TV antenna is a piece of 20th century technology that evokes memories of rabbit ears placed atop the mahogany cabinet of the old Zenith in your grandparents' living room.
But and don't forget the aluminum foil that would need to be put on and positioned just right to where you could watch Fox.
Yep. The TV antenna here, or Rudnick, rather, is among a growing number of consumers who are turning to over-the-air digital antennas, a one-time investment of as little as $20 as a way to slash their monthly video subscription costs. Research firms and electronics manufacturers say cord-cutting consumers such as Rudnick have driven up TV antenna sales and usage in recent years.
All right. Can we really call him a cord-cutter since he still has cable at one of the houses?
It sounds like he's canceling cable because he bought two antennas. So, Yeah.
I
think he's getting rid of his cable antenna.
Yeah, I thought he was keeping it at one house but getting rid of it at the other.
These value-conscious streamers, as they're known in the industry, are willing to cobble together a mosaic of video sources to replace the traditional pay TV bundle, which now costs an average of $107 per month, meaning for cable.
Right. And, you know, one thing that would probably wind up causing some of these people to not be quote-unquote cord cutters, and the reason I say that is because, you know, they've still got a wire running into their house for the internet in most cases, so, you know, they're not completely cutting all the cord.
Cord cutting generally only talks about cable television.
Right.
Just to be clear.
I've also heard it referred to as people getting rid of the home phone.
Okay.
Because
well,
most people,
be true. I
yeah, most
that.
People cellular. Use just cell phone as
people
their phone.
Do. Yeah.
But if the cable companies would allow people to just a la carte pick the stations that they want.
Good luck. Which people have been asking for years.
Right. People have been asking to do this for decades of, I want USA, NBC, all of the ESPNs.
Right.
And that's really all I care about. Nope, sorry, you've got to buy three different packages because the ESPNs are in the sports package, USA's in this other package, but you get 700 other channels. Yeah, I don't want 700 other channels. There are like four stations that I want.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, can't do that.
Yeah, that's been frustrating people for a long time. It probably led to a lot of the cord-cutting desires, especially now that you have so many more choices with internet like Netflix and Hulu. And
I've even noticed with Hulu... For like an extra $25
per month.
Per month.
Wow.
An extra $25 per month.
Normally
I can hold on. So I pay $12.99 for Hulu.
Okay.
For an extra $25, I can watch live TV through Hulu.
So for nearly $40 per month.
For about $40 a month, Hulu could be my cable service provider.
I see. But you have not decided that's worth
it. I'm not paid to watch live because, you know, there's not that many things that I would want to watch live.
Yeah, it's getting less likely that people would watch live.
No, the handful of things that I want to watch live are generally sporting events.
And would that be included in the Hulu? Would they give you sports?
No. there are certain sports channels that are included in that.
And do they have the stuff that you want, those channels?
Obviously not. He's not buying
some of them, but it's not worth it because, you know, the amount that I want to watch live is not worth $25 a month.
But even Hulu isn't letting you pick and choose. Here's the $25 package.
Right. Here's the package.
Yeah. So, let's see. Value-conscious streamers is what they're called. So they're putting together, you know, maybe internet plus the over-the-air. This year, 8.1 million over-the-air TV antennas will be delivered to retailers in the U.S., up 2% from last year and 8% over 2016, according to the Consumer Technology Association. Nielsen, the ratings group, estimates that 13.8% of U.S. homes depend on antennas to get their TV, up from 10.3% in 2014. That's a 30% increase.
That's pretty significant.
In just 4 years. So that is absolutely worth mentioning. We'll tell you a little bit more about the phenomenon here. People going back to the old with television antennas becoming more popular. The toll-free number here, if you want to join us, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can join us here and share your thoughts on Free Talk Live.
We have some good news. The indictments against Ross Ulbricht in the District of Maryland were dismissed with prejudice, meaning they can never be refiled. This is especially good because those indictments contain the only charge ever made that Ross engaged in murder for hire. This was a serious allegation that Ross Ulbricht denies. It was never prosecuted or ruled on by a jury, but was trumpeted by the federal government and the media as if it were proven fact. The Maryland court held these indictments for almost 5 years, poisoning Ross's case and leaving him under a cloud of unproven allegations. As explained in Ross's appeal to the Supreme Court, the fact that the judge used these allegations to give Ross a draconian sentence of double life without parole violated his Sixth Amendment right to a jury trial. Judges are required to issue sentences based on convictions decided by a jury, not unproven allegations, never even charged at trial. Although this is a positive development, the dropped indictment will not set Ross free. Now, a presidential pardon is Ross's only hope of freedom. Sign the petition at FreeRoss.org. FreeRoss.org.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today and save $10 on the Bug Beam Laser Combo, only at BugAssault.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. We're talking about the media landscape. This is a topic that we come up with every now and then, just kind of talking about the other options out there in the world of things you can consume to kill the time before you die. The toll-free number here, if you want to join us, is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Now, something you can do that doesn't involve consuming media is to go to Anarchapulco, coming up February 14th through the 17th, beautiful Acapulco, Mexico. You're not going to want to be spending time watching television there because there's going to be some real-life stuff going on right in front of you, like Ron Paul speaking in real life, like he did in 2018. He's doing it again in 2019 at Anarchapulco. They're also bringing in Judge Napolitano for the very first time, and plenty of other speakers, including names like David Icke, Doug Casey, Larkin Rose, and dozens more. Our very own Vin Armani's got a speaking gig there, so looking forward to seeing him. Free Talk Live will be broadcasting from the event, so we will be there trying to bring a little taste of what it's like to you, but you really ought to be there if you can afford to get down there. And it's not really that expensive to go to Acapulco. I haven't looked in the last couple of weeks, but just a few weeks ago, tickets were as low as, airline tickets were under $500, from the Boston airport. So there's a huge lineup of speakers. They'll be discussing entrepreneurship, investments, politics, philosophy, health, sustainability, lifestyles, and personal relationships for 4 days among the sun and beaches of a world-class resort. Anarchapulco.com is where you can go to get your tickets now and use code FTL when you do, and you'll get a discount because you're a Free Talk Live listener. It's Anarchapulco.com with code FTL.
And what are the dates on that again?
February 14th through the 17th. In Acapulco. We will look forward to seeing you there. So, talking about the old, which is becoming new again. I figured over-the-air broadcast television was on the way out, that this was a technology that, you know, people were just going to leave behind. Because not only because, you know, cable is so prevalent and that they've been, over-the-air antenna purchases were falling off the radar for some amount of time, but also because the type of person that we have in society today, younger people especially, now they don't break down the demographics on who's buying these antennas.
Right.
That we don't know. So maybe this is just a minor bump until, you know, the baby boomers die off and then these will go away completely. But we've got a I want it now on-demand style of consumer these days. People want to go onto their Netflix or their Hulu or whatever, and they want to grab it, or they want to go and get Free Talk Live in downloadable format. Most of our listeners on the internet are listening later. They're listening because they're downloading the pod. They're getting a pod. They're subscribing to our podcast. They're downloading the archives, and they're listening to it over their the MP3 player. Now, of course, we still have a large radio audience that listens live. But in the case of video consumption, it's that on-demand. I mean, people are dropping cable because they don't want to have to be sitting in a certain place at a certain time to watch their show, right? Because that's what it was like when we were growing up, was if you had a show that your family watched, you had to be TGI Fridays or whatever they called it, TGIF, where you had to sit, if you wanted to see Full House, it was 8 o'clock, or Family Matters, it was, 8:30 or whatever time it was. Right. You had to be there for that. Now with time shifting, you don't have to do that. Now, you can just go and watch it online anytime you want.
And, DVRs are a thing.
That was time shift. That was the first type of time shift for video.
Yeah, I'm guessing that a lot of these cord cutters that might be getting, say, Hulu, well, Hulu already allows you, say, the day after the show broadcast, you can watch the refeed.
Right.
So there's not really a reason.
Is it a refeed or is it an on-demand?
On-demand.
Okay, that's different. A refeed would be they're playing a live stream, like when our stream plays on LRN.fm at 6 in the morning or whatever Eastern time.
On-demand.
Yeah, so that's what people want.
Yeah.
That's why...
So there's no real reason, unless you really, really, really want to watch it now and you just don't want to pay the $25 per month to get live television.
Exactly. And most people are fine with watching it on their time schedule rather than making their schedule around whatever the television show is.
Right.
So that's why we're seeing that shift.
It's also interesting that Arrow was shut down. If you recall, that offered TV over-the-air television.
Oh, I thought you were talking about the TV show.
No.
There was a tech there
over
was a
the internet, so you wouldn't need antennas.
I know what you're talking about. Was it called Arrow? I thought it was something else.
It was Arrow. Yeah, there might
I remember we talked about
possibly a competitor.
We talked about one of those that got shut down, and the way they had done their technology was there was an antenna, but it was a bunch of little antennas in their receiving center that they had. That you then
actually ended up being only one antenna, and that was part of the reason they got shut down.
That they were lying.
Yeah, because
about
they licensed or no, they
were just doing fractional reserve on the ownership of the antenna.
Right. Exactly.
It's their claim was that, at least the one I was thinking of, it might have been a different company, but they also got shut down.
Digital TV tuners, but one antenna or something along those lines.
Okay. See, the claim, and I forget what the name of the company was, but they claimed they had little teeny antennas in a data center that was in the heart of a city. That way they could receive the strong signals.
Yeah, exactly. New York. They were out in New York. And,
Well, but they had them in different cities. So they had them in Boston. They had them
in
LA.
The company was based out of New York. Yeah. Arrow was based out of New York. Or
there was one called Air TV.
No, that wasn't it either.
And there was also Arrow. Yeah, just trying
Arrow
to...
Arrow was the big one.
Okay. Trying to do some searches to find
defunct digital television internet transmission company. So, but now people are just going straight back to using the television antenna, and that's what this story is about. The sales are up significantly. 2014, TV antennas, household antennas with households with over-the-air digital antennas, 12 million, according to Nielsen. In 2018, 16.4. According to the story here, the rapid acceleration of cord cutting has put heavy pressure on the cable industry and media companies that own pay TV channels that depend on the steady revenue stream that subscribers provide. The number of consumers, this by the way, the LA Times, who've canceled traditional pay TV service is expected to climb 33% to nearly 25 million this year, according to estimates from research firm eMarketer. Though worrisome for Hollywood, the trend has been a boon to antenna manufacturers like Channelmaster. Although they don't disclose their sale figures, the Chandler, Arizona-based manufacturer has recently doubled the size of its facilities to meet demand for its products.
Wow,
said the company's president, Joe Binchoa. He says the market is primed right now. We're trying to capitalize on it as much as we can. He says, here you go. The average age of his customers is about 50. Many of them.
Really?
Yeah. That's not a surprise.
Well, it surprises me because I would actually
think that's too young.
Too old.
Really?
I actually would expect the younger generation to be getting on board with this because they're
kind.
Because who
don't even know what an antenna is?
No, the younger generation, they want their stuff on demand, so they're going with the Hulu, then I just watch it tomorrow.
That's true, but they don't want to pay for cable television because a lot of their
Hulu
stuff's coming.
Hulu is not cable television.
No, I understand that, but it's live. It's a live service, right?
So no, by default, Hulu is not a live service. They have a live service option. Daryl was describing
for an extra $25.
You're right. Now,
here's the thing, and I think that the 50 number sounds about right because you're going to have a small segment of the younger population that will do this because I want to be hipster, but I'm not calling myself a hipster. And then you've got the older people on fixed incomes that I just can't afford cable anymore. Because they keep jacking up the rates.
Sure.
So then, you know, the 70-plus crowd added in with that handful of college students, right out of college, that's going to then shift the number to 50 sounds about right to me.
Yeah,
I don't think there's a lot of 50-year-olds that are doing it, but 50 as an average age sounds about right.
I'm not surprised to see that number. And 50 is, I could see some 50-year-olds doing this. Because, again, if you're 50, then...
That seems like a lot of work for a 50-year-old to get up on his roof and, like, install.
You don't have to go on your roof. If you're in an urban area...
You don't have to go on your roof. You can put the thing on your television.
I suspect a small minority have roof-mounted antennas.
You may be right. Yeah. But I don't know. What I've heard and what I've seen is people who are younger, maybe in their 30s or 40s, doing this sort of thing. I don't know.
The FCC website dedicated to antennas and digital television, when you click the tab for antennas for different conditions, it shows you the thing that sits on top of your television.
I've never lived in a place where you didn't need a roof-sized antenna in order to basically get more than three stations.
Yeah, you can't get anything out here.
Right. I have those bunny ears type antenna that you literally are going to be in the house on top of the television. I bought that 3 years ago when I moved to Keene just temporarily, and I got four stations. Really,
you have four stations in Keene,
and there's like
on top of your TV.
It's the same station.
Three of them are PBS.
Yeah,
right.
So exactly.
I always thought all you could get was just one PBS station out here, and that was with,
there's
a
like
crappy
four
reception.
Different channels within that one PBS channel. You're right.
So you've got digital TV at your house?
I don't actually have it hooked up, but yeah. I
guess you're one of these people then. You are in the 16.4 million.
Damn hipster.
There's more coming up here in moments. We can talk more about it and take your calls and thoughts about whatever you want. Coming up in hour number 3, 855 450 free if you want to join us.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. Join American Cannabis Summit online at acs2018.com. Attendance is free. That's acs2018.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today and save $10 on the Bug Beam Laser Combo, only at BugAssault.com.